have to do one for Twitter.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, they're going to hear me. Hi, peace of mind. This is Dub Knight. As I told you, with some of my episodes on these shows, I did thousands of shows of music. I talked about all kinds of philosophy, psychology, laws, even astrology. I mean, even my personal pain, whatever, you know. At the end of the day, I have a peace of mind because I'm okay, you know. I'm a good person. Good and bad, whatever happens, whatever is said, at the end of the day, I have a peace of mind. I have to go somewhere, you know, like taking a walk and look at the trees because, you know, I like the ocean because the ocean is very it's very peaceful with the breeze. Yeah, you should go to the ocean over there in Malibu. I get, you know, go near a tree and walk near the trees and there's a peace there. So I'm walking, you know. So I'm walking, and it doesn't matter what is said or who said who or whatever turmoil or even if I'm having a good day, there's a peace of mind inside me because I know I'm okay. I'm a human being. Human beings go through a lot. They do. This world is filled with so much stuff that I can't believe. I've seen and heard and experienced so much, but it doesn't matter because I have to have a peace of mind underneath. So if I'm talking, if I'm angry or happy or sad or whatever, I have to walk down the street or go to the beach or find myself in my room and say, it's okay because I have a peace of mind on the inside because I know who I am because nothing on the outside can bother that, you know, if I have a bad day, you know, I have a lot of bad days where I get really angry and whatever, it's just a peace of mind. So I had to do my back because I've been a victim of, you know, of discrimination and I've been a victim of false accusations and stigma. So I had to fight back, you know, but I have to be reasonable. I have to find a way to deal with it, and I have peace of mind. So it doesn't matter what anybody said or what they said or whatever the problem is. I go in the room, and I keep quiet because that's a way for me to release it, and I feel very comfortable if I lay down because I'm going to lay down after I have a hard time, you know, or a hard day, you know, or a good day, you know. And I was like, yeah. Inside, I know I'm okay, you know. And deep inside, I know I got enough. You know, that's my song, you know. I did the song called Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Didn't release it. It was about my life, you know. Because I think it was the song. If you heard it, I released part of it, you know. It's like I released it's an inspiration, Dream Killer. And there was a guitar solo at the beginning. And then I said, when I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. And then it stopped there. That's not the whole song. That song is just about overcoming obstacles. It's another one, you know, like with my song Unique, which is just talk about my experience in the music industry and because I am who I am. And, you know, nobody else gives a damn. Or should, or if they do, so what? I am who I am. But the problem is that I had so many challenging experiences in my life, homelessness, early broken home, all kinds of things. And you know what? There was people, you know, broken dreams that they want me to be. They want me not to be a singer or a songwriter, a musician because of the way I act, the way I look. I don't have the size. I don't do this, I don't do that. It doesn't matter, you know? So when I wrote the song, it was like, you know, school, I struggled when I was a little boy. You know, I didn't do that well when I was young. I mean, I did well at times, but I couldn't concentrate because of what was going on at home. I had too many issues. I couldn't concentrate. So I had dropped out of school, and I was a high school dropout. Yeah, at a technical college prep school. Yeah, that's surprising. I had too much stuff going on at home. Too much stuff. I couldn't concentrate. I thought I wasn't going to go to school again because I was going to be an artist, you know. But then, you know, the song is also about I met some friend, you know. West Hollywood Sunset Strip or whatever, or coming out here. He was on drugs, you know. So we drank a little bit, but the guy wasn't well and got him, you know, it was a friend, a buddy. Hung out, you know how you hang out with those rock and rollers or pink and pink. So he's just like, and then, you know, it was a really bad, oblivious experience. Just starving, you know, he stole all my money, or he took this, or he hurt me this way, or this hang out with this person. Yeah, you want to rock and roll, yeah, or you just want to play or whatever. You stole this, you stole that. You know, but then it's like I'm not a tragedy. But the reason why I brought this up because, you know, I'm not a tragedy, you know. I realize, always know that deep inside I have enough because I have to have, because I do know I have a peace of mind. You know, there's a piece of a strength that I do rely on to get through anything, you know. The longer that I live, the stronger it gets. Everybody has it. It's on the inside, it's at the heart. If you really believe something and you go through a lot, if you went through a lot in your life and you had the stamina to get through it, you get stronger and stronger. Because you've been through the experience already, so you're going to be stronger than you were before it. So that's a peace of mind to carry you through. The world could be crushed, mountains can crumble into the sea, you know. You know, there can be earthquakes and the whole oceans can just, a big flood can cover up the whole entire, cover up all the lands and we'll be floating on water. But if you have a peace of mind, you'll always know there's a boat that you can still float. Because eventually the boat, while you're floating, you may be like, oh, these are big oceans, god damn, god, you know, because those floods are going to go away, and then you're going to see land, you're going to see a part of a mountain, and then you're going to see the rest of the land as the ocean goes down and down and down and down. It's no longer a flood. I've been through so many floods. I felt like my life has been where I was put out in the ocean, and you know, I felt many times where I was stuck out in the ocean. I was on a piece of rock, and I was floating on, you know, out there in the Pacific Ocean somewhere, Atlantic Ocean, and there's no nothing to be seen. But I hung on to my stick to my guns and realized I can do it. So I know I can do it. I can overcome anything. Doesn't matter what happens or how good I do or whatever direction, little or a lot, doesn't matter what goes on, I have to have a peace of mind. I have to like myself. Because nobody else is going to like me. Believe me, a lot of people do not like me. I have people who really don't like me, you know. I'm a really good person. I mean, look at all the problems out there in the world. You see that? You see, there are a lot of people got problems out there, you know. There are people there are people who went to jail for murder and criminals. There are people shooting people, robbing people, stealing people. I mean, lots of problems. Fraud or whatever. I mean, there's way more, a lot more than what I did. I'm observing and looking at these people, and I realize, okay, I know I went through a lot, but at least I have a peace of mind to know I ain't in that situation I'm in. Because that will only make it worse. It's hard. You know, I get really angry and I say, oh, I'm so freaking angry. I'm so angry. You know, I'm like, I wish somebody just, this happened to a person. the truth is I don't really mean it. I don't wish the person really to have any harm to them. It's just that, for example, when someone does a long-term thing to try to stop me from succeeding, that's a no-no in my book. I can't forgive that. But that's it. I'm not going to do anything else. They may push the buttons push my buttons, but they will never win a war. They wanted to push my buttons for me to fall off the cliff, or I can drown in that ocean. It's not going to happen. Because I have to have a peace of mind to love myself. It's not going to be easy. Because if it was easy, I would have been practically unscathed with all the problems I've done in the past. Nothing said it's going to be easy. You know, I don't like drama, but drama follows me, and I'm trying to make sure there's no drama. I like to have peace of mind. I have to be around positive peace, you know, and I have to help myself, and then I can help my friends, because we all deserve a peace of mind. If I lose it or whatever, I have to find it. Because the peace of mind is not for me, can be, it's there. It's always there for me to go to. Sometimes it's, you know, I go through a lot. I go away from it. The peace of mind, it gets covered up by all kinds of stuff. When I go far away or from my peace of mind, then I have a lot of stuff. But I know that, oh, this is a hectic day. Okay, I've been chewed up and spit out. Okay, I've been called names. My reputation turns. Okay, I'll deal with that with the law. I'll fight back with that legally. You know, like, you know, I will confront that, you know, in the legal system for a lawsuit or defamation, speak about it or whatever. I mean, I have to let that go. That's childish stuff. I have to be an adult here. So I have to go back to the peace of mind that's inside, the center of me. Because that is stronger than anything on this planet. You have it. I have it. When you love yourself and you find that the inside of the soul, you know, you feel like you're hurting, go to the inside and find it in within. You know, when the more you work on finding out the love or the strength within, you'll see more of what you can or can't do. And usually, you know, for the most part, you'll escape away from the negative things. The only thing that will prevent you from getting to that peace of mind if you decide to participate in something negative or you run away from it. You know, it's like either you run away from it or you embrace it. I have to embrace it, you know. So that's that. Because peace of mind shows itself, you know, for me it shows itself just by relaxing, finding some time of the day to really meditate, to go within, or prayer, or chanting, or whatever. That's how you get it. Because I think prayer and chanting, or meditation, or, you know, just finding a place, exercising something positive will lead you to the peace of mind. Because that's going to get me through anything. And you will wake up and keep going. That's all I have to say. Because the peace of mind is essential. Living this turbulent thing called life. But we will overcome it by finding love, which is within a peace of mind. Good night from Dove Night.